Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it is the good, the bad, and the dumb on a throwback Thursday. We were talking about the 1975 Jimmy Hoffa's disappearance on this date. That's the throwback Thursday theme of the day, but that's bad. Let's get to good. What's the good of the day?
The good of the day, we got to go to Buffalo.
Buffalo? That's fantastic.
Yeah, to an obituary.
Oh, no. Okay.
Now, normally, you know, obviously obituaries are sad, but this one is kind of awesome because, I can't remember her name. But what it really does as a true Buffalonian, Buffaloite, I don't know what a Buffalo person would be called, it really expressed her love for cigarettes and gambling.
Nice.
And her pure hatred for one Thomas Brady.
That's great. So they made sure that that was in the obituary?
That's how she is immortalized.
How did the, how was it phrased? That you just hated
Tom
Brady?
I'm glad you asked. Let's see. If I could pull it up.
No.
I got it right here. She's like, it was a number situation thing where, you know, she loved to read. Her favorite author was Stephen King. She had a private library of hundreds of books. Number two, she loved to smoke. She smoked millions of cigarettes.
She smoked millions of cigarettes?
Millions of cigarettes. This is in her obituary. Number three, she loved slot machines and Facebook games. She never won millions, but she had the biggest farm in all of Farmville and made it to the millionth level on Candy Crush.
Those senior citizens, they love their Farmville. Let me just tell you that.
And then finally, number four, she was an avid sports fan. She loved the New York Yankees and LeBron James. She hated, in all caps, Tom Brady.
Yeah, nice. Nice. Well done, whoever put that together. I'm sure her children or grandchildren or whoever.
Yeah.
How did they say how old she was?
No.
Maybe they don't. Okay.
No, they
sometimes
don't have
that's
her,
not in.
Yeah, so. They don't have her age on here.
I just didn't know if she was one of those long-time, you know, Jack Kemp Buffalo Bills fans, you know, maybe O.J. Simpson Buffalo Bills fans, or
she might
you know,
have been
more of a Jim Kelly, Bruce Smith kind of fan.
Well, I mean, that probably is that a stain for Buffalo fans? AFC Championship four straight years.
Funny that you asked. I actually saw the 30 for 30 about 6 months ago, the four falls of Buffalo.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't think it's one of those painful things. I think it's like, yeah, it stunk. We went to four Super Bowls and didn't win. But I think there's something about that team that was endearing to the fan base that makes it go, you know what? It was a cool ride. A lot of fan bases don't get to do that. Don't get to go to four Super Bowls to be disappointed. So yep. We'll just absorb it.
Four straight.
But yeah, obviously they would have rather gone to one and win it than four and lose it. But, you know, you take what the sports gods give you.
Scott Norwood. Now, her granddaughter did write on Twitter that she misses her endlessly, but she is glad she is remembered. And the people of Buffalo also share her deep-rooted hatred of Tom Brady.
That's cool.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great way to honor someone. Smoking millions of cigarettes and hatred of Tom Brady.
That's awesome. Speaking of Norwood, whenever I hear an athlete say, you know, hey, it was always my dream to kick the game-winning field goal in the Super Bowl, I'm like, really? Would you really want to be in that situation? If you had to kick a 47-yard field goal on bad turf and Tampa to win it all, would you really want to be in that situation?
In a high-pressure pack situation, too.
Right. Would you really? Like, deep down, like, you can say all the cliche things, like, this is what I was made, this is what I've been training for, blah. But deep down in your soul, you're like, oh, crap, can somebody just score a touchdown? Well, I have to do this.
They can go for it. It's like fourth and three.
Yeah, come on.
Just do it.
Keep the play alive. I'm not ready for this moment.
You can't get 4 yards. Why are we even here?
Yeah, I know. All right, what is the bad of the day?
Okay, well, the bad and the dumb today could be interchangeable.
Depending on
which way you want to look at it, okay?
Okay.
But I slotted this in the bad of the day. We have to travel to Cambridge, Massachusetts. You know the Harvard one?
Right.
And they are planning on having unarmed citizens conduct traffic stops. Can't see anything going wrong, can you?
Unarmed citizens doing traffic stops?
Yeah.
Who? Wow, really?
Right. I mean, I don't know, the one, you might sit there and go, ah, you know what? It's a good move for, I guess, you know, defunding police. I don't know.
Why?
I don't really know.
Yeah. What is the, okay, what is the thought process behind it? Is it the defunding the police craze that's sweeping the nation?
I don't know if it's that.
Or is it something different? I don't want to attribute that to the, but why do this? And who would volunteer to do this without a weapon?
I have no idea. I mean, I guess they feel that if there's more people out there to kind of help out with the situation, you know, people taking responsibility for themselves or, you know, taking responsibility for the town, that, you know, traffic stops or traffic violations would go down.
So basically what they're saying is that people can just do every job imaginable under the sun. So just let them do it. Like, hey, if I take my family out to a restaurant tonight, why don't I just go back there and cook the food? Why not? You know, why don't I just go back there and do it? Or if I'm going to the hair, you know, get my hair cut today, why don't I just grab some clippers and do it?
Yeah.
Like, the people who do that are trained to do that. You can't just grab somebody off the street and go, hey, you want to do traffic stops today? Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of busy with my other full-time job, but yeah, don't worry, I'll do that.
This is from...
You have to be trained to deal with the public. You have to be trained in dealing with confrontational situations.
This is the blurb from WDHD. Two city councilors submitted an order Monday calling for the city manager to look into transferring primary traffic enforcement responsibilities from the Cambridge Police Department to unarmed trained enforcement personnel in the traffic and parking department.
So would they get to pull over people? Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, they would get to pull over. They wouldn't be allowed to carry.
Now, this is dumb. This is what do we hear all the time about police officers? They're very nervous when they stop somebody, right? They have to check the car. They have to, because you don't know who's driving and you don't know what's waiting for you when you go to the window. It's one of the most stressful aspects of being a police officer. You don't know what's waiting for you when you arrive at the window to get the license and registration. You just can't let an unarmed, untrained person just go up to people and do that.
This person will be trained on how to do a traffic stop. They're not trained in any other policing actions.
Well, that's
I guess
what I'm talking about. Like the aspect of what do you do when somebody reaches for a weapon because you caught them.
Yeah.
Or they're trying to get away with, right?
Or they say
they'd rather
to you,
have you not tail them.
They say to you, "Oh, yeah, I'll get my registration. It's right here in my glove compartment."
Right, exactly.
Now, how are you supposed to act? Where are you supposed to stand?
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's why.
Well, that's a bad. I will put that in the bad rather than the dumb. That's bad. That makes me nervous.
Or it could be dumb.
It's dumb, but it's more bad because I'm thinking of some of the bad things that will happen to people who think they're doing a good thing and they're not doing. They're not trained for that.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's just trying to. I guess Cambridge police are stressed out enough with all the ruffians at Harvard.
At Harvard, yeah, they're gonna deal with that on a constant basis.
Being outsmarted all the time by Harvard lawyers. Future lawyers.
If that's the bad slash dumb, what's the dumb slash bad?
The NFL has named their top quarterback.
I saw this. The NFL Network did its top 10.
Yes. And the winner is?
Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson.
That's right.
Where this is dumb lies with one Patrick Mahomes II.
He was ranked fourth, if I'm not mistaken.
Fourth overall, third quarterback on the list.
No, Aaron Donald was in the top three.
Yeah, Aaron Donald's number three. Russell Wilson
and
is
Russell
number
Wilson.
Two.
So he's the third quarterback and the fourth best player in the league.
Yes.
Man. I didn't see the show that releases it.
I didn't watch the show either.
An explanation?
Isn't it voted on by peers or is it voted on by...
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Now,
did anybody support this by saying, no, here's the reason why?
There hasn't really been any support to this at all. And I loved Patrick Mahomes' Twitter response. All it was just a handwriting on a notebook.
Ah, very good. Well played. New owner of the Royals.
And this is where I pull into the dumb part. Did we need to give him fuel?
No, because he could literally go, oh, NFL Network, I can't hear you because of all the largest professional sports contract money stuffed in my face.
Right.
You know, so or, I don't, you know.
Or pull that Mike Ditka line and say, my ring is too loud.
Right.
I can't hear you. Oh, wait, MVP? I mean, you know, let's look at it this way. He's had the best 2 years to start an NFL career ever.
See, Patrick, here's the deal. I'm impressed with Lamar Jackson, what he's been able to do coming into the league.
Yeah.
But Patrick Mahomes has had a career that feels like he's made a deal with the devil.
Yes.
Right? Like, Patrick Mahomes is having a story. It's like when, it's like when Disney makes those kid makes a wish movies and everything is just doesn't make any sense. And like, how is he doing this? And he's like got a genie or something, or he makes a wish and magically he's able to do a million things immediately that you're like, wow, Patrick Mahomes went from C+. I can't believe the Chiefs moved up in the draft to get this guy who's a massive work in progress. That was what the pundits were saying too. He doesn't have enough shelf space for all the awards that are coming his way 3 years into this league.
Not even three. It's two and a half.
2.5, really, because he played one game his rookie season.
Yeah.
Two full years that he's been the quarterback of the Chiefs, he doesn't have enough shelf space for all the awards that are piling at his house. That's how quick the Chiefs went from this is a mistake to largest professional contract in American sports history.
To
2 years.
To also us looking at it going, help, there's another dynasty in the AFC.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You know, so 2 years in.
Respect the journey, NFL Network.
So he already has does he have a record? No, he didn't break the record of most touchdowns in the season, right?
No.
He tied it, but I mean, that's like a rookie type of deal he did. I get why you're putting Lamar Jackson's number one. Lamar Jackson did incredible things last year, and we're not going to take that away from him. But
ask anybody who you'd rather play. You had to choose either one of those guys in the AFC Championship game or the Super Bowl or any other important matchup, which quarterback would you rather face? I'm sure they would go, well, I don't want to face either, but I'd probably lean towards Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, or if you were to reset the draft and say, hey, all the players are on the table, who are you drafting first? I bet Patrick Mahomes is number one.
Absolutely.
99.9% of the time.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
So, yeah, that's why it's dumb. Dumb/bad because now Patrick Mahomes has fuel.
He didn't
need that fuel anyways.
I want to see one more Super Bowl championship in my lifetime for the Steelers.
Yeah, you're not.
I'm not. No, hey, I'm not. I
don't think my team's ever going to get out of the AFC West ever. Chargers are going to have to change divisions.
Good point.
Conferences.
Good point. All right, it's the good, the bad, and the dumb here on a Throwback Thursday. It's Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.